What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here on the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, May 7th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
What's up? How are
you? What's up, Bish Bucks? Cakes is here.
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
And Eric Bickle getting his wires straight.
Morning.
Yeah, what's going on with all these wires? I don't know. You're telling Mike Marr to loop something. Looks like you got some sort of TriCaster deal.
No. It's just one of my things isn't working. One of my USB. It has nothing to do with that. This is my normal.
Your normal setup?
Yeah, he's just messing with a little speaker I got.
Got it.
Trying to get a little hook on it.
Mm-hmm. A lot to do on the show today. We've got Joe B, Joe Beninati, the voice of the Caps. He'll jump on at 8. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, at 9. They got a win. And Brent Johnson, former Caps goalie, now analyst for Monumental Sports Network. He'll jump on at 9:25. Of course, the Caps lose in overtime last night in a game where their opponent, the Carolina Hurricanes, had over 90 shot attempts.
94 to 34, yep.
Those are shot attempts.
Those aren't coming in.
We know that the Hurricanes' MO is to pour shots on net, try to get an aggressive forecheck and keep the puck in the cap zone, which they did seemingly for most of the night.
The entire night, yep.
I mean, the Caps were dominated in the game. I mean, they had the play taken to them throughout the game. And despite all that, Logan Thompson played his ass off.
Yep.
He did whatever he could to try to keep the team in the game. And as poorly as the Caps played, they still forced overtime and had a chance to win the game.
Yeah, they had the lead. They had the lead late in the game.
I mean,
it's an overtime game, and they had a chance when Ryan Leonard has his breakaway win the game.
That was a little bit disturbing that he couldn't convert on that. Yeah. But
we don't have many finishers, let's be honest. I've seen enough shootouts to know we don't have many finishers in that situation.
But the turnover that led to the first Hurricanes goal was just completely mind-numbing, where Protas, now you have to laud Protas because he got the only goal that the Caps scored, but he gets the puck in the Caps defensive zone, and instead of pushing the puck up the boards, he turns it in towards Logan Thompson in kind of a dangerous spot. Alexiev fumbles it because I think it went off one of the Hurricanes players during the pass, so he didn't get it cleanly on his stick. Turns it over about 12 feet in front of Logan Thompson, and Stankoven gets a clear rip at it.
And LT has no shot to stop
that. Yeah, he's not going to stop that shot.
Was inevitable, though. They were in our zone the whole time.
Night.
They were showing the stats. You could see it. Like two-thirds of the time, they were all
they were in
more.
The zone, and they did dominate, but I'll say this. Like, they poured a lot of shots on net, but unless they were putting a bunch of people in front of Thompson, which they weren't doing a lot of until the game-winning goal in overtime, he was seeing most of those pucks. He was flashing his glove and making some mostly pretty routine saves.
Yeah. Didn't you think, though, but that's kind of a miracle that they were up 1-0 through all of the zone time and everything?
Yes.
Yeah.
But despite all the hype about Carolina and the fact that they did dominate, I didn't think that it should have been like a 5-1 or 4-2 type game like a lot of people on Twitter seem to think.
But the more shots you put on goal, one of them's going to go in. One of them's going to get by,
that's what happened in overtime.
Well, also their penalty kill was as advertised.
Their penalty kill was tough.
Yeah, I mean, it was brutal. I was watching some of it on the phone. Then I got settled in at home for the last period, and I think that was when the last power play. I don't know how many the opportunities we had. We never could control the puck. I've never seen a more atrocious power play. I give them credit for it.
Their PK is very good. It's going to be tough.
Really good.
To dent that throughout the series.
I felt when Ovi went into the box at the end of the third with basically just over 2 minutes left.
Right.
I felt like that's a loser right there because I felt like they're going to score there. But, the Caps did a good job killing that. Go to overtime.
Oh, for sure. I typed in time to panic.
Yep.
And they had a chance at overtime. I think it was Dowder had a chance.
Yeah, Dowd was
They had plenty
really
of chances
close.
To steal it, but that
would have been a stolen game. You're right.
Yeah.
No doubt.
But that's probably going to be the way the games go. I mean, they talked about it on the broadcast, too. I think the play-by-play guy asked the color guy, he's like, what do you prefer?
You mean Sean McDonough?
Yeah, he asked him, do you prefer shot volume or shot quality? He said, this is going to be the battle of shot volume, the Hurricanes, versus shot quality, Capitals.
It's beyond the shots. They're in our zone the whole time. I'm telling you,
you can't get any shots.
We're in trouble.
You can't get any shots.
We're in trouble.
Well, if they continue to play like that, yes.
Yeah.
Now I'm sure. Now we'll listen to Carberry's entire presser in the next segment because it wasn't very long.
Yeah.
He was a little bit short with the media, but he knows what needs to be fixed heading into game two.
Correct.
He's well aware that the game two can't look like game one because if it does, it's going to be
they're going to be down 2-0.
4 or 5 game series in favor of the Hurricanes.
Yeah,
which would suck. But yeah, you can't.
Well, we were kind
of
going through all the
play continue.
All of the metrics or the analytics of these people saying that Carolina is just the better team yesterday, and we were trying to figure out why. Well, it's just one game. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving up.
No, of course not.
But you kind of saw it last night,
right?
Top to bottom, they were much better. In fact, they were a lot better.
Yeah,
Logan Thompson is the only reason we were in the game.
Logan Thompson was saving the Caps. He was keeping the Caps completely in the game.
I mean, through two periods, I believe the shots on goal were 20-11.
Yeah.
Or 22-11, something like that.
I mean, at one point, the Caps went like 15 minutes of game time without a shot on goal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like that is unsustainable.
It wasn't good.
That can't continue.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
And by the way, I would recommend to everybody, I did this about 5 minutes into the game last night. I turned down the national broadcast, and then I said, Alexa, turn on 106.7 The Fan, and I had John Walton and I believe Ken Sabrin on the call.
Mm-hmm. Did you sync it up?
Synced it up perfectly.
Nice.
And so, I got the Homer call instead of the national call.
The Sean McDonough.
I got the Caps call.
My buddy Greg texted me last night. He goes, this is the worst play-by-play guy. And I said, wait a minute. It's Sean McDonough.
Right.
He's been doing it forever. He's
a
professional.
They're quality at what they do.
Yeah.
But
I know it's
we're
not
spoiled
the whole
because we get to listen to Joe B, who's going to be on the show today at 8.
Yes.
And the Locker.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'd rather Joe B and Locker call the game, but I don't think Sean McDonough is horrible. He's a professional.
Right.
He's been doing hockey forever.
Called a lot of games in a lot of different sports.
And the way they do it is kind of weird because is Ray Ferraro on the ice the entire game?
I believe so, yeah. He's down in between the two benches.
Right. So he doesn't chime in as much as Locker would.
Right.
But when he chimes in, he makes good points. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy played forever.
Yeah.
But I thought McDonough was good. You know, I thought the broadcast was fine. It's not Joe B and Locker. I get it, but he's not horrible.
Well, that's fine. I won't hear them in the rest of the series.
I know.
Because I'll continue to listen to John Walton on the radio call.
Yeah. I was telling Cakes before the show, I do think that the ESPN intermission and her pregame crew is awesome with PK and SEA.
Yeah. And Pronger.
They do a fantastic job. Yeah. And
maybe I should watch
really like PK. I really like him. He's a superstar.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
And of course, Steve Levy doing he's the host.
PK Subban's got all the riz. I mean, his outfit last night.
Yeah.
I mean, sunglasses in the studio.
I remember Chris Pronger. I remember the name. I don't remember who he played. Did he play for Detroit?
He played the Blues for a long time. I don't know who else he played for.
He's a big dude.
He's like 6'5 or 6'6.
Yeah, he's a big
hulking defenseman.
Yeah.
I'll look him up, but I think he spent the majority of his career in St. Louis.
But yeah, I would agree. I mean,
I'm not as pessimistic as you guys. It's an overtime game, they had a lead late. They had a chance to win it. The tone of the game, all the things you say are right, but I think that's just kind of how it's going to be, and the Caps just have to capitalize on their opportunities.
I understand why they're favored. They're fast. When somebody called in yesterday, I think it said it's like they play with an extra man on the ice. That was a great way to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
They just made us look so slow, and I was just humbled watching it. Well, I don't know. I think we're in deep.
Like Jason would say, Game Two is the biggest game of the year, biggest game of the series.
You can easily argue must win.
Can't go in a 0-2 hole and then go to Carolina for two games.
No,
because then it's really grim.
Yeah,
I'm not pessimistic about the series, JP. I think they have to play much better. I'm just pessimistic about last night.
I'm pessimistic about the series.
I know you are. Look, if they lose Thursday,
I'm going to keep the faith at least through the end of Game Two. If Game Two looks anything like Game One, and the Caps are completely dominated,
yeah, you're giving up on that, yeah.
Then I'm gonna start losing faith.
You're gonna have to start protecting your heart.
Pretty much,
putting up the armor. Start protecting the heart.
Yeah, but I'm expecting a much better effort in game two.
Yep. If you want to chime in, you can always call us at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza is a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Again, you can text us, 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Should mention, coming up this hour, right around 6:45, it's a Game Show Wednesday. We have a $100 gift card on the line to Metropolitan Hospitality Group and more tickets to go see Metallica at Northwest Stadium. That's coming up at 6:45 here on The Junkies.